I'm an alumni of the Buffalo Public Schools. I choose to teach here. Almost all of my students are students of color.
Right alongside the Niagara River on a windy day at Broderick Park, Buffalo Teachers Federation Executive Committee member Eve Shippens asked a group of notable community activists, how can union members push for racial and social justice within our schools?
We already have organized people. We already have organized money because unions, we pay our dues. We endorse politicians. So it's time for us to really start using our union power to hear what is needed in our community, the community we serve.
For Shippens and the other teachers attending, the beginning of systematic change involves listening. Close to 80% of the Teachers Federation is white. It's worth noting the majority of speakers Wednesday afternoon were women of color.
Let me say this as clearly as I can. Black and brown kids have been put in situations where they have been tested before in areas where people lost their lives. They were test subjects.
Denise Barr works with leadership groups on Buffalo's East Side. Years ago, she worked as a parent facilitator in the Buffalo schools. She asks, how much does the community value black and brown lives if they are willing to rush them back to underfunded schools?
As a community activist, we're having lots of conversations with lots of people. And people are scared, and they should be scared, because you're talking about children's lives here. In the city of Buffalo, it will take one child to die, and all hell will break loose.
Uh-huh.
You think I'm kidding?
Uh-huh.
Watch.
Fragrance Harris Stanfield spoke to the group as a long-term substitute in the Buffalo Public Schools. She says the lack of resources plays a part in her decision to homeschool her children.
Being a substitute in the Buffalo Public School system continues to help me know that I want to continue homeschooling my own kids.
A younger speaker, a protester by the name of Chrono Cross, has been active with groups marching in the city the past few months. She believes much of the reform being discussed needs to come from a state level.
Whenever we enter a recession, education is one of the first things to get cut. Except the police budget is always one of the first things to get increased. And that needs to change, and that needs to stop. And that's coming from pressure at a state level.
Cross says you could improve curriculum, but as long as students remain in poverty, they will have trouble succeeding.
If we don't address the fact that people are living in Wi-Fi and technology deserts, they are going to be unable to keep up. And then the families that need education the most to bridge that gap between poverty and building generational wealth are going to fall through the cracks.
The founders of this group are looking for 200 members total from the Buffalo Teachers Federation to join their cause. Shippens is hopeful they can do it.
It can really change the way our union has an impact on racial justice in our city.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.